Edmonton Musical Theatre is doing a production of The Little Mermaid June 20th to the 23rd. We're joined today by Sonia Gold and Cassie Hyman of the show. Welcome and thank you guys so much for being here.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
Were you guys fans of the Disney movie version of the show beforehand?
Absolutely. Ariel was my princess growing up. I had all the merch and I watched the VHS until it literally broke. In 2008, I think, is when the original Broadway musical came out. When I found out they were doing it, I was beside myself. It became a dream role for me, and I'm fortunate enough to be playing Ariel now. I achieved it already.
Yeah. I did not. I'm sorry. I was more into The Lion King and Aladdin. I didn't like the idea of, like, she gives up her voice, meets a guy, and then they get together. Like, within such a short time, it just, to me, even at that age, it didn't make sense compared to other princesses. But our version, there's more to it.
That's actually going to be one of my questions. But before I get to it, Sonia, who are you playing?
I'm playing the amazing Ursula.
Oh, nice.
I am so excited. I've always wanted to play a villain, like a through and through villain character. It's been so fun playing her. Super intimidating because Pat Carroll, Sherry, Renee Scott, and Melissa McCarthy all played her. And they all were amazing. Stepping into her role was super, super intimidating. She's so fun. I love getting a very challenging character because there's so many layers to her. Like, our director Marie Nitschka made sure that every character wasn't just one dimensional. She wanted to make sure there was lots of layers to them. And so it was so fun to discover all the different things about her. Like, she always has a double meaning when she says something. She's very quick witted. She always has a plan. And then she finds a way to always succeed in the end. It's been super, super fun. And I can't thank Marie and Brad for having me play her.
Now, you touched on it a little bit, but how is this show different from the Disney show that we know?
I would say it kind of keeps the same heart and whimsy as the original Disney show, and even the 2023 remakes got a heightened reality, but it's got a lot more music. Obviously, it's a musical, so there's quite a few more songs, but all of them are written by the original composer, Alan Menken. It's got quite a few more songs, which kind of help to bring you on the emotional journey with the characters. But I do think if you liked the film, you're going to like the musical.
And a little bit more feminist is what I'm hearing.
Absolutely.
Too.
Yeah. There's a few even plot differences that are, I'm excited to share with people. So
there's even like a background of why Ursula is who she is. So it's called Daddy's Little Angel, and it's not even on the Broadway version. It was written a few years ago in Holland, and it's a background of why Ursula is and how she became who she is and why her ultimate goal is to rule the sea. And it was super, super scary to start learning it at the beginning because it was very out of my comfort zone. But with Brad Hinesman, who's our amazing musical director, he really helped me like ground and get comfortable with the music. My amazing minions, as I like to call them, Shannon and Zia, who are playing Flotsam and Jetsam, they're part of it and they just make the scene and the song so much better. And I absolutely love being on stage with them. So I'm really excited to just really dive into who Ursula is and show that to the audience. So
how long have you guys been working on this?
March
okay. was, yeah, I was like, how many months is that since March?
You mentioned, Sonia, you really like the origin sort of Ursula that we get to find out. Cassie, what do you think is the best part of the musical?
I like all the new songs are just so incredible and they show like a vulnerability. There's one song in particular called If Only that kind of shows up quite a few times with different characters singing the song and shows how they're feeling in their moments of vulnerability. And I really love that. And I love that about live theater is you kind of get to see like the catharsis of these moments. And that's my favorite part about the stage version versus the movie.
Our cast is so amazing. Malika's Eric, like he's been so incredible and I love watching him. And just Eric is very one dimensional in the movie, which is also why I wasn't a huge fan of. But Malik doesn't do that. He throws so many layers and it's so cool to see how Eric grows throughout the entire show. And like Lee, who's playing Flounder, oh my gosh, I can't stop watching Lee. Amazing. And then Joel playing Sebastian is just, I laugh every time he comes on stage. Like he's just so good. And Jessica as Scuttle. And then Sandra set us all up playing Crimsby, like came in with her amazing British accent and was like set the bar for the rest of us on day one. And come see the cast. This is one of the first shows where I can say everyone was like cast perfectly. It's just amazing. I'm astounded every time I watch people rehearse, and I'm like, wow, this is just rehearsal. I can't wait till we get into this theater.
All right, get your tickets. The Little Mermaid comes to life at the Westbury Theater Fringe Theater Arts Barn June 20th to the 23rd. We've got the link to get your tickets on our website, ravenradio.ca. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.